Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Hope you all had a wonderful Shabbos, Hanukkah, and Hanukkah Sameach on this last day of Hanukkah 5782. We continue in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Perek Kuf Lamid Tes Halacha Yud, and we'll continue with the laws of Hanukkah for one more day, as it still is Hanukkah, even though we're not lighting candles anymore this year, but it's still good to review some of the halachos. Zman Hadlaka San Miyad B'Tzeis HaKochavim, the proper time for lighting Hanukkah candles, the Kitzur writes, is at Tzeis HaKochavim, when three stars come out at full darkness, the same time when Shabbos would end that week. V'lo yachir, and a person should not delay beyond that. The truth is that there are other opinions. Some say that you can light as early as, or that the ideal time to light even is as early as Shkia Sachama, which is sunset, about 45 minutes or an hour or so before Tzeis HaKochavim. Some say it's somewhere in between. Certainly you can light after sunset. We'll see that you can light even earlier if need be, but sometime around sunset or full darkness, depending on exactly who you ask or follow, is the ideal time to light Hanukkah candles. Va'asur lasos shum davar kodem ha'adlaka. It's forbidden from engaging in any type of work before lighting candles, because once the time for the mitzvah arrives, you want to do the mitzvah right away and not push it aside or get distracted by anything else. I'll feel a little mode, even learning Torah. Once the time arrives, even learning Torah should stop, so that we can light candles first, and then, of course, return to our learning. Rakim lo yispal al marav. The only exception would be if one hasn't davened marav yet. Yispal al tchila v'achar kach yadlik. It's best to light marav first, and then light afterwards. Although some say that if you have a set marav minyan, let's say you go to marav every night at 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever it is, you can light candles because we're not concerned, because you'll daven marav later on at your regular time. V'kodem shiyadlik yikabitz kol bnei v'yisrael l'fersumei milsa. Before lighting candles, a person should gather all the members of his household in order to publicize the miracle. Publicizing the miracle, Pirsumei Nisa, isn't just for outside, for passersby, but even for people who live in the house, that everybody should be present and aware and thinking about the miracle. V'tzarech laseis shemen shiyadliku l'chol hakapachos chatzi shah. There must be enough oil, or if one is using candles, the candles must be long or thick enough that they will remain lit for a half an hour. Or if you're lighting before Tzeis HaKochavim, a half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. That is the minimum amount of time that the candles need to be lit. U'b'dievad im lo hitlik miyad. After the fact, if you didn't light right away when darkness came, yachol lahadlik b'bracha kol zman shebnei v'yisrael nei orim. You can light with a bracha and fulfill the mitzvah so long as there are some people in your household awake. Again, because such an essential part of the mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa, that we want there to be, there needs to be other people there who are participating. But if everybody else in the house is sleeping, and there's no more opportunity to publicize the miracle to other people because it's so late that the streets are quiet, nobody's walking by, and everyone in the house is sleeping, then you should light without a bracha. The truth is that Rav Moshe Feinstein argues and says that even if you live alone, or even if everybody else in your house is sleeping and it's super late at night, you can light with a bracha, and that still is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Plus, nowadays, I think it's more common that people are walking or certainly driving by. If you live in a little bit of a busier area, there are always people who will notice your candles. Certainly best to light earlier for multiple reasons, but one of those reasons being that's when people are awake, that's when people are out and about and will see the neros. But even if for whatever reason you didn't, you got home from work very, very late, and or you're traveling or something like that, you could light. You can light even later with a bracha. Im lo yelo pnai lahadlik balayla, yachol lahakdim es atzma ulahadlik. Miplaga mincha ulamala. If you won't have time to light, you're not going to be home. You're not going to be able to light at the exact preferred time. So you could light even earlier from plaga mincha. That is dahinu shah ravias kodem tzeis hakochavim. That's an hour and a quarter before tzeis hakochavim, before full darkness. So that's even a little earlier than sunset, and in a pressing situation, that you can light even earlier until that time. The day that we all rely on this option is on Erev Shabbos, because on Friday, when we're lighting on Friday night, of course, we can't wait until after sunset to light the Hanukkah candles, because that would be lighting a fire on Shabbos, which is prohibited. Therefore, we all light before sunset. We all lit a couple days ago before sunset on Friday, and you can light as early as you want, as long as it doesn't get earlier than plag hamincha. The Kitzur adds in parentheses, "V'hainu shah zmanis the v'erech hayom." When we say an hour and a quarter before darkness, that doesn't necessarily mean 75 minutes exactly. It's shaos zmanios, which means that the daytime hours, the light of the day is divided into 12 equal sections. So in the summer, in a halachic hour will be longer than 60 minutes because the daytime is very long. A halachic hour during the daytime, I should say. And in the winter, when the daytime is shorter, a halachic hour will be shorter than 60 minutes. So it could be when we say an hour and a quarter, we really mean something like 60-something minutes, because an hour might only be 45 or 50 minutes, depending on where you live and what time sunrise and sunset are. And the Kitzur even includes that. He says, "Beyond Chanukah, shayamim kitzarim, during the time of Chanukah, which is always in the winter and the days are short, im hayom aruch rak eser sha'os ala or, azay plaga mincha avesha achas u'shtei minutin v'chetzi." So again, saying the same math as earlier, that since the daytime hours are shorter, the daytime is shorter, the hours will be shorter too. Final line, "V'lavach yitin shemen kadei shiyu dokos archatzi shal achar tesu chavim." As I mentioned before, whenever you light, even if you do light earlier, you need to make sure that there's enough oil or the candles are thick enough that they will remain lit for a half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. So especially you have to be careful on Erev Shabbos when we all lit earlier, that we use a little more oil or thicker candles to make sure that they last longer than they might on a regular night. Because if they don't remain lit for a half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, you haven't really fulfilled the mitzvah, because that is the basic minimum requirement. I know that Chanukah is on its way out. For better or for worse, we'll keep these halachos in mind for next year. Mirtz Hashem, God willing, we'll all celebrate Chanukah together in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, in good health. Have a wonderful day.